Sable Street Art calls out California, LA coronavirus lockdown overreach. By David Ng on May 15, 2020. The Los Angeles street artist known as Sabo is no fan of Governor Gavin Newsom's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and has plastered the LA area with posters depicting the Democrat governor as a character out of American Psycho. Sabo put up his latest street art series in Venice Beach, Hollywood, and other high-traffic destinations around LA County. One poster shows Gov. Newsom as the Christian Bale character from the 2000 movie American Psycho, renamed California Psycho. Another poster on Hollywood Boulevard near the Dolby Theater depicts Newsom as a plastic surgery-enhanced monster named Gruesome, inspired by the horror movie Saw. "They want us to all wear masks," Sabo told Breitbart News. "How fitting, because they wear them all the time." Gov. Newsom has put the country's most populous state on indefinite coronavirus lockdown, though some non-essential businesses have been allowed to reopen, such as malls, but only for curbside pickup. The governor hasn't announced a date when his shelter-in-place order will lift, except to say that testing and contact tracing will be major factors. Smaller cities throughout California have pleaded the governor to allow them to reopen their economies as major metropolitan areas including LA and San Francisco continue in lockdown mode. LA County recently extended its stay-at-home order for an additional 3 months, until August. Sabo's latest street art includes freedom-themed works, including a skateboarding sign in Venice Beach with the words "Come and Take It." It harkens to a skate park in San Clemente, California, that saw 37 tons of sand dumped in it last month by local authorities to stop skaters from using the space. Another poster mocks social distancing snitchers with a scene from the 1978 movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers, retitled Invasion of the Snitchers and featuring actor Donald Sutherland wearing a mask. The art from Sabo comes as 14,000 entertainment-related workers in Los Angeles County saw their jobs evaporate in less than 2 months, according to a new report from tech news outlet.LA. Consequently, industry experts and the major studios are already bracing for an extended round of job losses that will see tens of thousands of job cuts for entertainment-related laborers. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.